Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Monday, August 11, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, Behanzin says preferential treatment being given to officers in custody. From the region, fourth Guyana debt arrangement written off under Petrocarib deal with Venezuela. And internationally, Iraq president calls for new PM. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited, J. Astafan and Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. The details are coming up.
Shopping is a lot easier with Quartz Ready Finance. Choose what you want from our wide range of quality products and we take care of the rest. Quartz Ready Finance's affordability means there's no deposit. There's no need for a lump sum of cash. It's flexible, which means you choose your payment term and you're guaranteed the lowest monthly payments anywhere. Best of all, it's easy. Easy to get and easy to pay. Shop at Quartz today and get what you want hassle-free. Quartz Ready Finance. Easy, affordable, flexible.
Bring out that exceptional taste in your cooking with First Choice Cooking Oil. Make First Choice Cooking Oil your number one choice for all your frying and cooking needs as it hits to the right temperature, bringing a consistency, quality, and flavor to your dishes. First Choice not only cooks right, but the price is just right too. Ask for it by name. First Choice, that's my cooking oil. Astafan, making life affordable. Available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide. Astafan, right place, right price.
Be well protected in this hurricane season with Dragon Windows. Big sale on products. Up to 25% discount on rolling shutters, railings, and fencing order. Up to 15% discount on customized windows and doors order. Check out great deals at Dragon Windows Focoli.
Dragon Windows,
located only at Focoli, offers you the best value for your money. Get strong, durable, quality UPVC windows from Dragon Windows. Call 448-0253 or 275-7372.
Promotion ends on August 31st.
Welcome back to this afternoon's news. The 2014 13 and Under Netball Festival, organized by the Sports Division in the Ministry of Culture, Youth and Sports, gets on the way in Dominica from Monday, August 11, 2014, Benjamin's Park Hard Court in Portsmouth from 4 p.m. After a brief opening ceremony, the first match between the Dominica National Team and the Dominica Primary School Team will take place. This year, there will be three Dominican teams, the Dominica National Team, the Dominica Secondary Schools Team, and the Dominica Primary Schools, along with a team from Anguilla participating in the festival. According to a press statement issued by the Sports Division, the main objective of the tournament is to provide the younger players with the opportunity to play competitive netball against their peers while presenting them with the opportunity to build camaraderie and long-lasting friendships. The closing and prize-giving ceremony will take place on Friday, August 15, 2014 at 8 p.m. Awards will be given in the first, second and third place teams, the winner of the round robin round, the best center court player, the best shooter, amongst others. In 2013, the Dominica National Team was crowned champions. The recent release of a number of police officers arrested in connection with the custodial death of Joshua Etienne from Picard is cause for concern to the family's attorney, Tiani Behanzin, who has been instructed in the matter. Behanzin says not only have the officers been released prior to attending court, but the reasons given for their release, he says, are nothing short of farcical. Behanzin continues that whilst the chief of police has publicly stated that those responsible for the death of Mr. Etienne will be dealt with in accordance with the law, it is clear that preferential treatment is being meted out to the police officers.
Once you're arrested, the police have 72 hours to bring you to court. Now, the police traditionally believe that the 72 hours means charge you within 72 hours, then they can hold you. Now, there is an issue raised by their lawyer suggesting that they cannot be held in a cell. Well, that's one matter, and that's not for me to decide, although I think the representation by the lawyer is not completely accurate, because this is a potential investigation for murder. I am understanding that there are directives at the ports to ensure that none of the individuals who are suspected to be involved in this could leave the country. I understand that one may have tried. Now, on what basis would you then release? I don't know. Are there other places where they could be kept if, in fact, the cells are not appropriate? Is it necessary for them to be given special treatment? I understand with their meals, and I understand with their accommodation and their sleeping. If you and I get arrested, Matt, they put us in the cells, and some officers will wet the cells so you can't even sleep in it. They give you cardboard. Sometimes it's cardboard that have been there from previous people that they have held in those areas. What does this look like? It looks terrible.
Attorney at law, Tiani Bihanzin. Dominican author Alec Lazar has officially launched his novel Kalinago Blood. Set in the 1600s, the book tells a story of overwhelming tragedy of powerful intruding nations spurred by ruthless accusations and religious hypocrisy told by the perspective of the Kalinago. The book was launched at the Anchorage Hotel last week Thursday as part of the Nature Island Literary Festival. Lazar told the book launching ceremony that Black history has been misrepresented and called on poets, playwrights and novelists to pay closer attention.
The greatest evil misrepresenting Black history, literature and culture in elementary or secondary education is the unmistakable message it sends to the Black child. The message is your history, your culture, your language, and your literature are insignificant, and so are you. That is why I think it is so important that we avoid the danger of the single story and tell our own from our perspective and with our voice, our own voice. Our poets, playwrights, short story writers, novelists, historians, songwriters and painters must pay heed to this. It is an obligation that we can no longer ignore. This is what I have tried to do with my first novel, Farcell, and with the new novel that we have today, Kalinago Blood. In both books, I have tried to tell our own story because I found that our early history, as told in official archives and planters' memoirs, distorts the truth of our past.
Dominican author Alec Lazar. While under much pressure, police in Portsmouth were able to seize some 15 kilos of cocaine over the weekend. Court reporter Carlisle John Baptist made the disclosure while speaking with Q95's Hot Seat host on Monday. He says one individual is currently in police custody in relation to this drug bust.
I want to inform you that the police in Portsmouth, although they are under a lot of pressure, they made a drug seizure of 15 kilos of cocaine over the weekend. The Portsmouth police and a bus with one passenger, the passenger has been arrested, and 15 kilos of cocaine. So I want to say congratulations to the police officers in Portsmouth on the trying circumstances, under a lot of pressure, but they still get the work done, and they've effected a major drug bust and 15 kilos of cocaine.
Court reporter Carlisle John Baptiste. The government of Dominica has given its commitment to the All Saints University to assist in upgrading the existing facility in hopes of making it one of Dominica's signature education institutes. Speaking during a white coat ceremony at the weekend, Minister for Education, Peter Saint-Jean, says the All Saints University has made significant contributions to national development. To that end, Saint-Jean said the government is committed to creating a supportive and conducive environment that will lend itself to an expansion of the All Saints University.
But I want to give you this assurance that as government, we will work with you to ensure that you can ride through those challenges, and that All Saints becomes a household name in every nook and cranny of Dominica. I wish at this moment to reassure you that All Saints School of Medicine is indeed making a significant contribution to national development. And for this, as government, we are indeed thankful. And we will create for All Saints University School of Medicine a supportive and conducive environment that it lend itself to the expansion of your university.
Minister for Education, Peter Sejan. And that's our local news this afternoon. In news from the region, Guyana's Finance Minister, Dr. Ashni Singh, said that under the Petrocarib deal with Venezuela, the fourth debt compensation arrangement has been written off by Venezuela for rice supplied to the neighboring country. Responding to questions about the future of the Petrocarib deal at a press briefing on Saturday, the Finance Minister said thus far the deal has worked well for Guyana. When asked whether the administration is concerned about the Petrocarib deal given the political situation in Venezuela, Singh said the government remains hopeful that Venezuela recognizes the significance of the deal and its benefits for both nations. While acknowledging Venezuela as an important partner under the Petrocarib deal, Singh said the administration continues to seek out other viable markets for its rice. Petrocarib is an alliance of many Caribbean states with Venezuela to purchase oil on conditions of preferential payment. The alliance was launched in June 29, 2005 in Puerto La Cruz in Venezuela. And internationally, Iraq's president has asked the deputy speaker of parliament, Heidi Al-Abadi, to form a new government. Mr. Abadi has been nominated prime minister by Shiite parties instead of the incumbent Nuri Malakai. Mr. Malakai has made it clear that he wants to stand for a third term, and pro-Malakai security forces took key sites in Baghdad overnight. Meanwhile, the Judaist insurgency in the north of Iraq continues to cause international concern. Fighters from the Islamic State IS group have made substantial gains in northern Iraq in recent months, forcing tens of thousands of people from religious minorities to flee their homes. The U.S. has begun supplying weapons to the Kurdish Peshmergas, who are fighting the militants, senior U.S. officials have told the Associated Press. Iraq's security forces are also supporting the Kurdish fighters and have already delivered 3 plane loads of ammunition, a U.S. official told the BBC. And that's this afternoon's midday news package. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news, Behanzin says preferential treatment being given to officers in custody. From the region, fourth Guyana debt arrangement written off under Petrocarib deal with Venezuela. And internationally, Iraq president calls for new PM. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited, J. Astafan and Company Limited, and Dragon Windows. If you missed any of our stories or news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant afternoon.